With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Wall Street held near its record heights on Monday, ahead of a week likely to be dominated by updates from the head of the Federal Reserve. The union for 10,000 striking Air Canada flight attendants said Monday they won't return to work, even though the strike now in its fourth day has been declared illegal. The strike at Canada's largest airline is affecting about 130,000 travelers a day at the peak of the summer travel season. The conservative network Newsmax will pay $67 million to settle a lawsuit accusing it of defaming voting equipment company Dominion by spreading lies about President Donald Trump's 2020 election loss. That's according to documents filed Monday. The settlement comes after Fox News Channel paid $787.5 million to settle a similar lawsuit in 2023. Starbucks will give 2% salary increases to all salaried employees in North America this year as part of a turnaround strategy focused on controlling costs. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.